It's another new hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. Glad you're here. Look, we're going to give it to you straight. Sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes you're going to laugh. Sometimes you're going to feel like crying. But we're going to tell you the truth every time here from the Foxhole of Freedom, fighting for you every single day. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, could be another smoky summer around here. A smoky summer because of big fires in Canada again. We'll see how that plays out. Number two, Michigan lawmakers are suggesting maybe it's time now for a year-round coyote hunting season in Michigan. I mean, the things are everywhere. They create a lot of havoc. And number three, I've been talking about taxes today, so I wanted to share this with you before I go back to some of these other stories. Despite the best efforts, Michigan's tax collections are down. This is a remarkable number. 24.7% year over year. Tax collections down 24.7%, $170 million shy of the estimate. So here's the breakdown. This comes to you from the Center Square. These guys do great work, by the way. They're a great organization. They have bureaus in all 50 states. The Center Square do a lot of work with Center Square. Great organization. Michigan's March tax and fee collections down 24.7% from last year, falling nearly $170 million short of the budgeted of the estimates from the Democrats in charge in Lansing. Sales tax, $763.9 million. That's down 7.7% from a year before, while the repeal of Michigan's single business tax, the business tax and corporate business tax, led to a 91.8% decrease in collections year over year, nearly $55 million short of estimates. Michigan's total tax and fee collections are down 4.2% a year ago, nearly $364 million short of budgeted estimates for the fiscal year. $364 million short. No small fee. The Senate Fiscal Agency said the drop is due to lower than expected sales tax and CIT collections, along with larger than expected individual income tax refunds. Net income tax collections down 60.8% from a year before and were $81 million less than projections for March. Individual income tax refunds totaled $1.3 billion, an all-time record that was 26% above the previous all-time record set February of 24 and 66.7% above the level of March 2023. More money going out, less money coming in. What does that tell you? It tells you that Bidenomics is failing. It tells you that Michigan people are not making the money they were supposed to because of the policies being implemented in Washington and Lansing. That's what it tells you. The numbers don't lie. Politicians do, but the numbers don't. And so there you have it. Income, what did we say, $365 million short. It's a remarkable number. All right, so coyotes, I drive down the road in Michigan, you probably do the same thing. I see coyotes, not as often as I see deer along the side of the road, but I see coyotes pretty regularly. Woodchucks, raccoons, deer, coyotes. It's a potpourri of roadkill in this state, and more than any other state I travel in. It just is. In a bid to tackle Michigan's escalating coyote problem and uphold hunters' rights, State Representative Greg Markkinen of Hancock and Dave Preston of Cedar River pushing for a bill that would allow year-round coyote hunting to enable anyone with a fur harvester's license to hunt coyotes throughout the year. Of course, you're not going to be hunting for fur in June and July. Nuisance hunting at that point. The push comes as a direct response to the Natural Resource Commission's recent decision to shorten the public coyote hunting season by 3 months, effectively putting a halt to hunting from mid-April through mid-July. Markkinen criticized the NRC's decision, emphasizing the necessity of continuous coyote management. Look, they're everywhere. Allowing coyotes to run unchecked is simply not an option. These predators don't care about seasons or regulations. They're a constant threat to livestock, pets, even kids. We can't afford to tiptoe around the issue. It's time to face reality. We need to hunt coyotes year-round. No excuses, no exceptions, he says. No excuses, no exceptions. This comes from Michigan News Source, by the way. The urgency of the situation, amplified by a recent attack on sheep at the Greenfield Village Open Air History Museum in Dearborn, 100,000 people. Well, coyotes are in all 83 Michigan counties. Make no mistake. All 83 Michigan counties have coyotes, and their numbers are expanding. They're one of the animals that has adapted incredibly well to mankind. They can find scraps and garbage and chihuahuas, frankly, to survive on. Coyotes are resilient predators whose populations can quickly grow. Earlier in the term, our candidate and President Johnson introduced a legislative package to create an Upper Peninsula NRC composed solely of UP residents to oversee hunting and fishing regulations north of the Mackinac Bridge. Not a bad idea, actually, because it's completely different. Yet to receive a hearing in the Democrat-controlled House Committee on Natural Resources, the NRC admitted there are too many coyotes. Every member was appointed by Governor Whitmer, and the law says they have to use sound science. Instead, they've caved to political pressure from anti-hunting liberal activists. Their order is pure politics. Once again, the people that don't understand how the world works beyond the concrete are making decisions for the people that live beyond the concrete. People like me, for example. I shoot several deer a year, legally, because that's how we feed the family here. Speaking about being outdoors, starting to feel the wind flow that could bring smoke back to Michigan from these Canadian wildfires. The wildfire season already underway in Canada, as you would expect. It's May. Even the western U.S. to some degree. The only thing that would ratchet down the amount of wildfires, rainfall over western and central Canada and the western U.S. These are typically dry areas that usually do not get along very well, and their weather pattern turns dry. Now, I just heard yesterday from Matt Rosendale, the congressman from Montana's 2nd Congressional District, that just south of Great Falls there, from Belt down toward White Sulphur Springs in Montana, they got 4 feet of snow last week. 4 feet at elevation above 5,000 feet, which means the snowpack is good. That'll help. There won't be any fires there anytime soon. But in other parts of the West, yeah, it gets dry. You have fires. In California, you have all these fires because they put everything out, and they build subdivisions everywhere now. And you wonder why houses get destroyed. It's because people live in places they didn't used to, and it's bone dry. You get mudslides and wildfires and natural disasters in places that disrupt people and cost millions, if not billions, of dollars because people live in places they have not historically called home. Pretty simple stuff. You know, they tell you that if there's a hurricane that hits Florida, for example, well, it's the most expensive hurricane in history, costs hundreds of billions of dollars. That's because in 1960, there were 5 million people living in Florida. Now there's 25 million people living in Florida. There's this concentration of wealth. People have moved in and created homes and businesses and high-rises. And therefore, if a hurricane hits, yeah, you're going to have billions of dollars in damage. Worst ever. Well, that's because you have a concentration of people and wealth. Come on, folks, do some thinking around here. It's not because the storms are worse. It's because there's more people to get hit by the storm. Same thing in California. That's the takeaway. More people populating areas that they have not historically, creating bigger problems when there are fires and natural events. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gerber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Are you tired of paying union dues to fund union politics? They keep trying to hide it. But union bosses spend billions of dollars every year and more every election year to pay for a radical political agenda that is completely out of touch with the average rank-and-file worker. But there is good news. You can say no. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics anymore. Every union member can stop their union dues being used for radical union politics, and a U.S. Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues altogether. Exercise your rights. Request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation. Learn more at nrtw.org/Michigan. nrtw.org/Michigan. That's nrtw.org/Michigan. Know your rights and stop funding the radical union agenda with your dues today. nrtw.org/Michigan.